For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. It's anyone's race in the California governor's primary. That's according to the Public Policy Institute of California. The nonpartisan think tank found in its February statewide survey that there is no clear frontrunner in the race. Likely voter support is split between three Democrats and two Republicans, Katie Porter, Tom Steyer, Eric Swalwell, Chad Bianco, and Steve Hilton. No candidate has more than 15% support. 6 in 10 voters say affordability is a top issue, and 7 in 10 say the state is headed in the wrong direction. Voting groups most impacted by affordability, like renters, do not differ much from the general voting population in who they support for governor. California's Attorney General has found that a Fontana police officer acted in self-defense in the 2023 shooting death of a local man. KBCR's Madison Ament has more.
California law requires all officer-involved shootings that result in the death of an unarmed citizen to be investigated. Jaime Valdez was killed by a Fontana officer in 2023. A relative of Valdez called 911 because he was violating a restraining order and threatening people in the house. An officer arrived and attempted to handcuff Valdez. He resisted arrest and tried to take the officer's gun. According to a DOJ report published last week, the officer fatally shot Valdez while trying to keep control of his gun. The AG's office determined there was not sufficient evidence to support a criminal prosecution of the officer. However, the AG's office did recommend the department post its policies in its public information portal. Fontana PD did not respond to a request for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
President Donald Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. In a social media post on Thursday, he said Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma will replace her. Mullen will need to be confirmed by the Senate to take on the role permanently. California Senator Alex Padilla, who called on Noem to resign at a Senate hearing this week, says this was long past due.
Coming off of the deadliest year, the highest number of people dying in ICE custody in 2025, and we're on pace this year for even more. It couldn't come quick enough.
Padilla was forcibly removed from a DHS news conference in Los Angeles last year. After trying to ask Noem a question, he was forced to the ground by federal agents and handcuffed before being released. Immigrant rights advocates joined Senator Padilla on Thursday in calling for the release and return of DACA recipients who have been detained or deported. The program is meant to protect undocumented residents who were brought to the country as children and allow them to work and attend school. The Department of Homeland Security has confirmed that over an 11-month period last year, 261 DACA recipients were arrested. Another 86 were forced out of the country. That includes Maria de Jesus Estrada from Sacramento. She was detained at her green card interview last month and deported 24 hours later to Mexico.
The greatest pain is not losing a place. The greatest pain is losing time with my daughter. My daughter is a USA citizen. She is in Sacramento right now, trying to be strong, try to continue her life without her mother by her side.
The DACA program has been under significant legal threat during President Trump's second term. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for much of Southern California. KBCR's Madison Ament reports.
The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for much of Southern California this week. The Santa Anas, that's hot, dry wind from the north, are whipping down through the Inland Empire. Gusts could reach some 45 miles per hour in some parts of the region. Adam Roser is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says even though it'll be dry, the risk of fire is low.
The brush and everything is quite green and has a lot of moisture from the rains we've had this winter. So the concern is not huge, but it's elevated with the winds.
Roser says people should be careful driving and tie down anything that could blow away. The wind advisory is in effect until Friday afternoon, but weather officials say the wind could stick around through the weekend. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
You can continue to support KVCR and local news by donating today at kvcrnews.org. Have a good weekend.